Jay Randolph here for my friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. And here is Terry, the Vice President of Sales.
Thanks, Jay. Here at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your business preferred network dealer, we offer a huge selection of new and used pickups, vans, and SUVs to get the job done right. Stop in and visit our dedicated, experienced service and parts personnel. Jay, where are we located?
Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Stop by KFC today for a $20 fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. Kernel quality guaranteed. Limited time offer at participating KFCS. Tax and substitutions extra.
Wonderful thing just happened. During the commercial break, we got another $600 for St. Jude Children's Hospital, which brings our total now for When the World Cares. The charitable arm that sees that all the money gets to St. Jude is $8,500.
Whoa. What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Thank you, Johnny, and thank you to Mr. Anonymous. I know this man well enough to know that he would not want his name mentioned. That's a different level of charity when you don't want any recognition for it. Not that there's anything wrong. If you want to send us $10,000 and you want your name mentioned 100 times, I'll do that. Nothing wrong with that. So thank you to Mr. X. Thank you to Johnny. Thank you, Gary. Gary, you need to email me. So I can email you back the information on where to send the check. Thank you, Bob, for your $800 bid to sit at the table with Peon and Dan. Thank you, Sue, for your $800. You two are tied for the two highest bids for that. Thank you to Paul, who wants nothing, doesn't ask for the dinner or seat at the table, just wants to give $2,500. Paul, thank you. And thank you, Steve, for your $3,500 bid to go to dinner with me and my wife and Annie Guns. That's where we sit. If you want to increase it, you know what to do. You can call us during the show now. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS, or for most cell phones, star KTRS. Thank you, everybody, so far. I don't think we're finished. We're at 8,500. Boy, 10,000 would be nice. And when I get it, I'll say 12,000 would be nice. I'm relentless. But it's all for a great cause, a place that operates. The operating expenses at St. Jude are $2.2 million a day. And almost all of it comes from contributions, people like you. So, and thank you, Windoworld. Windoworld cares. Would you please welcome to the studio, as well, he's here every Thursday. Sometimes he's here all Thursday, like last week, but here he gets his hours. So please welcome Scott Sherman, attorney at law.
Yeah. Scott, how are you? I'm great, Frank. Thank you so much.
I always find it amusing how listeners can hear the exact same thing, and some absolutely can't stand it, and some love it. Same thing. Jokes, stories. I now have my second negative email about you.
Oh, boy.
After dozens and dozens of positive, and he basically said he finds you almost as annoying as John Londoff. I hope John's not listening.
Really? As long as it's almost.
Wow.
I'm good. I mean, that would hurt Londoff's
feelings. And the guy who called you arrogant, that still baffles me. Those are the only two complaints. Oh, no, don't answer it. What is arrogant about a guy giving free legal advice at no charge? What's arrogant? And he says, Scott Sherman sounds like a know-it-all. I wrote the guy back, and I said, guess what? He kind of is a know-it-all. He knows things we don't know.
I actually thought about this on the way in today, and I was like, you know, what could I possibly have said that was arrogant? And I remember one thing.
No, don't
I
ever
said,
try to analyze that. You're always going to have somebody out there who just is bent on not liking you. I get more complaints about me than anybody else.
Look, if Abraham Lincoln or let's say Teddy Roosevelt ran for president, 40% of the people would still hate them. So you can't get everybody.
You'll never get everybody.
And I'm no Abraham Lincoln or Teddy Roosevelt.
You got about a 98% positive rating so far for this show.
I'll take it.
What have we done? 4 months, 5 months? How long have you been doing this? Are you 6 months?
Oh, I don't like them.
I think Scott's
an eight. The other
since,
8 months?
Since August.
Well, I say let's get the show on the road. Let's.
I have one thing.
Is that when you got
the
boot?
And I don't want to take up too much time, but I think this is important. Today would have marked the 79th birthday of one of my heroes. I think George Carlin, one of the great comics, and as a First Amendment supporter myself, involved in one of the most important and controversial cases, the Seven Dirty Words case.
Right.
Today, May 22nd, or what is it?
May 22nd.
The 12th. May 12th would have been his 79th birthday.
And he died at what age? 75, 74?
Yeah, he died about 4 years ago.
Okay.
See, there, he's not a know-it-all. He thought it was May 26th.
Yeah, you don't know anything. I will say this. I don't like dirty, filthy comedy.
Yeah.
But the way he did it, there was a reason for it, and it was to call attention to the fact that sometimes words are just words.
That's right.
And we've given them a particular meaning. You know, S-H-I-T could have just as easily been S-H-A-R-K. I'm going to go take a shark. I mean, it's just a word. And
yeah, I don't know how it became any. Just one person had to decide.
Well,
that
I'm
going to
call
dirty.
This
yeah.
blank.
And then. How did it, no other dirty word, like Smith, how come you can't just say all of a sudden, well, that means this, and it's really dirty.
Or
and,
some words that mean the exact same filthy thing are okay,
right.
And some words that mean the same thing are not okay.
But they do that now with...
like, look at the Smiths on that chick.
Yeah, but they
just
do
make
that.
Up
they
a,
do that now. They
right.
make up words, and then all of a sudden it catches fire, especially with the Internet.
Okay, but he's got a good point.
Yeah.
Let's say somebody says, look at that pile of doo-doo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's acceptable, even on the radio. But if you said, look at that pile of SH, we'd be in trouble.
Whoa.
It's the same exact thing.
Yeah, and at times of day, because that case, that FCC versus Pacifica, people notice the George Carlin case, the Seven Dirty Words case, it didn't say you couldn't say these words on the public
airwaves. You have to wait till 10 o'clock.
You couldn't say it when kids were listening. So it's an important case.
Like they've decided that no kids up at 10:30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
the chances are that those kids are supposed to be in school, not at 10:30 in the morning, right. riding around with their dad in a
right.
car. They should have charged that man with what's that when the kids don't go truants.
Yeah,
but the George Carlin and to me Richard Pryor. We get into all of the comics and who loves them. For me, comedians, stand up comedians, and other comics are the most important. And you, and I know you're going to say, oh, no. And you, not with the dirty stuff, but with the ability to use speech to express ideas and to not be bullied into not expressing those ideas, the most important thing that comics do, that talk radio people do, that Frank, that you do, and I love Carlin, I love what comics do, and that's why I love being on the show. I really
How
do.
About that little speech, wow. huh? And even though I'm not fond of really filthy comedy, I have laughed so hard at people like Robin Williams being dirty, at Sam Kinison, who to me was not only dirty, he was blasphemous and sacrilegious, but I defy you not to sit through one of his routines and burst out laughing.
Hey.
It's so unbelievably brilliant.
And to me, it's the ideas, expressing ideas, controversial ideas. You don't have to do it with blue language, but to press the envelope of ideas and challenge sort of conventional wisdom, man, I love that, and it's what I love about this show.
And I understand all of that, and my greatest admiration, though, is for people like Jerry Seinfeld. Now, I know he's a jerk, but he is, he's
yes,
brilliant,
he is
because
a jerk.
He does not do blue,
right?
Dirty, no four-letter words, and he is, how much more successful can you be than Seinfeld? And he's proof that you can do it without those words, but yeah. Carlin also had a place,
yep.
and I think we're better off that he came along.
And a brilliant guy. In his spare time, what George Carlin would do is read astrophysics books. I mean, this is a man who was a
thinker. Well, I do that.
He thought about the two of you. That's where all the books...
Yeah, that's what we have in common.
That's right. Like Stephen Hawking would say, George Carlin.
Tom can explain, on line three, Tom can explain where the SH word came from.
Well, I've heard
it's
multiple
German,
explanations.
This sounds... I mean, he was explaining it to me,
you,
and it sounds
would
pretty...
Would you explain to Tom, we got to do the legal segment, and we're going to be late if we don't.
Okay.
Tell him thank you. We really appreciate it, but now we need calls for Scott Sherman. I'm going to give you the numbers. I'm going to do a little business. We're going to jump right into it. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550. KTRS, or for most cell phones, Star KTRS. Window World, as you know, has a charitable arm called Window World Cares. They put together the trivia night every year. All the money goes to St. Jude. Did you know they're also in the window business?
Really?
Yes, they sell windows. Window World windows are $189. That's the price they've always been for the 13 years they've been around. I think it's the price that will stick for quite a while. They made it through all that, oh my goodness, gas is going to be $10 a gallon, and when lots of other companies had to raise their prices to pay for the gas. I don't know how they did it, but they maintained the quality of the window. They didn't back off in any way, lessen the quality, and they kept the price. And I don't know how they did that, but they did. And the proof that the quality is the same is that they keep getting renewed approval for the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. You cannot do that if you decide, let's take some shortcuts here and use some parts that aren't quite. You can't do that. And only two window names have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. So there you have it. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the original $189 window, and the website is windowworldst.louis.com.
Oh, yeah, I love to sing along.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law? Well, you see, I didn't really mean.
You tell him, Johnny. All right, here we go. A lot of lines are lit, but there's one open, I know for sure. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. For most cell phones, Star KTRS, you will have a chance to speak with attorney at law Scott Sherman, who I think gives you some pretty good solid advice and doesn't cost you anything, just like this show. We're going to start with Lester. Lester, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman, AM and the PM, long-time listener.
Thank you.
First-time caller.
Thank you, Lester. What's your question?
This question is near and dear to Frank's heart because he's very athletic and in the gym a lot.
That's right.
I was a member of Powerhouse Gym, 7400 block of Watson Road. They abruptly closed the doors on Sunday, May the 1st, with no notice. I had extended my membership for 3 years. I paid in advance 3 years on July the 15th of 2015. So they owe me 2 years and a few months on this contract. They had over 2,000 members. Everyone's up in arms. I called Better Business Bureau, and they gave me four of the options. Called the attorney general, number two, number three. I can hire a personal attorney. Number four, we could do a class action suit. Number five, go to small claims. Those are all discouraging. How can I get my money back?
Okay.
They owe me about $250.
Scott always allows me to take a shot at this. And here's what I'm going to, and I'm guessing you'll have to, Scott will have to tell you if I'm right or wrong. I think you're SOL. Okay, I think you can kiss that money goodbye because class action suit, you're going to get about $2.15, so forget that. And Scott can take it from there, but I think that amount of money, it would be so easy to spend more than that to recoup it. What do you think, Scott?
Lester, has Powerhouse Gym filed for bankruptcy protection, or have they just closed the St. Louis stores, or do you not know?
I do not know what happened. Was long-time owners. They sold
I want to run through this because I want to be able to get to other people, and I want to laser beam in on you.
Okay.
You should pursue either through your own small claims case, but I don't like that because they're a corporation. What I like is the idea of you contacting a consumer lawyer, someone that deals with companies that sort of try to take advantage of people and steal $250 from them because they don't think they're going to come after them because it's not that big a deal, or the small claims. The attorney general stuff, leave that for somebody else. That's not going to get you your money back. And also, the class action thing, somebody's on to them, and some lawyer is going to file that on behalf of this class of people. If you want your $250 back, if you send me an email, I'll give you the name of two fantastic consumer lawyers that, even though it's small dollar, might do it because they might have 20 other people, and they might be able to settle them all at the same time. And take a piece of the action. It won't cost you very much. But When you have a company that closes their doors, they most likely have a strategy on bankruptcy. And then the creditors would include their members and all these other folks. But unless you get a notice from a bankruptcy court that that thing is in bankruptcy, I would go forward by with your own private lawyer. And oh, by the way, the BBB, nice people. It's a great way to find out if a company more likely than not is straightforward. Not going to give you great advice. So give me an email. I'll give you these two people. You decide how much your time is worth on the $250.
Lester, do you know Scott's email address?
I'll go to your website and get it.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
But you're right. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AMandThePM, or you can go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors, and his email address is there, okay?
Okay, that'll work.
Good luck, Lester.
I can tell my wife that... Hey, I can't lose this gut now because the gym closed.
There you go. You got an excuse to get fat again. Perfect.
All right. All right.
Good luck, Lester.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
There goes Lester, and here comes, I got to hit the right line, Amy, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Great, Amy.
I have a question about someone taking you potentially to court as an independent contractor in a no-compete clause.
Okay.
So I'm currently signed a contract saying that I had a no-compete clause with a 30-mile radius, and I'm looking to branch out on my own, and I was wondering if my contract could, quote-unquote, hold up in court or what my options are going to be.
I'm going to let Mr. Pinion take a crack at this one because we've had a couple of these questions before.
And it really depends on how it's worded. What do they consider competing? Sometimes, if you work in a fried chicken place, and you leave and you go open your own fried chicken, well, that's obviously something you can't do. So there are too many factors here. One, how's it worded? What does it actually say? What kind of business is it? What is considered direct competition? And two, how long is the term of non-compete? What is it? 6 months? A year? How long?
1 year.
1 year. They usually don't hold up, but I don't know enough specifics, so I'll let Scott take it from here.
The two categories are the two issues they're looking at is time, as Mr. Pinion mentioned, and distance. 30 miles radius in metropolitan St. Louis area is out of town. And so that might be unreasonable. The 1 year is about the end point of what's considered reasonable. Yeah. Then you have to look at what kind of business this is. Are you a salesperson? Do you have a particular skill? Or, as he mentioned, is it a restaurant?
Can you tell us just vaguely what it is? What kind of skill?
When you say independent contractor skill, I will not ask you this question. I'm just going to take this and don't respond. But hypothetically, if it's, let's say, a hairstyling place, right? Don't comment. So independent contractor, that's what usually the hairstylists are. They say you can't work it, whatever, ABC or hair cutting. For 30 miles in 1 year, you would put that person in bankruptcy. That would be unreasonable in that profession for that distance and that time. If you were a high-end salesperson selling medical equipment and there was a sensitivity on the kind of clients they had, there's only a couple people that can buy it and multi-millions of dollars in commissions and you're doing okay, that would probably hold up as to time, but I don't know about distance. The best thing to do is to spend a few $100 or $100 and get in touch with a business specialist who deals with these things. Have that person look over this agreement before you decide to do anything, because the worst thing you can do is whistle through the graveyard and have it bite you, or assume that they're right because they say something. I say screw them. Get your own lawyer, take a look at it, and for a couple $100, you'll get the right answer, and then you'll make the right decision.
Amy, here's the other thing. Sometimes the way something is written can void it. And what I mean by that is, years ago, I had a company go after me. It was a big radio conglomerate because I left. And I left according to the terms of the contract. They didn't even realize they had worded it incorrectly. And because of the wording and the way I interpreted it, the judge said I was right, they were wrong, and that was the end of it. So it's very important somebody who knows what they're looking at read that part of the contract.
That's a great point. And also that document, that contract, it's not your contract. It's their contract. They wrote it. And if there's a discrepancy or if there's something ambiguous or uncertain, that will be construed or that will be worked against the person that wrote it. Just because you sign it doesn't make it yours. So if there's wording in there that makes no sense or they cut and pasted it from some other company and it doesn't make complete sense to the person reading it, that would be in Amy's favor versus employer's favor. Another reason to have it looked at by a fresh set of eyes.
And again, if you need a recommendation for somebody,
I do.
You can email Scott.
I know the exact person.
Yeah, he'll be happy to help you.
Okay, I will shoot you an email then, and I will get right on that.
All right. Thank you, Amy. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. I'm going to take a quick break. Stay with us, folks. I've got a full panel of people here.
Is it wrong to say she sounded cute?
Not at all.
Okay, she sounded cute.
Not to me, it's not.
No.
And by the way, what woman could object to hearing somebody say, hey, you sound cute? Oh, okay. I guess there might be one out there that wants to make a big deal out of everything.
I only care about if you and the rest of the staff think it's okay for me to say.
Yesterday, I actually did this. Grace, our receptionist, I said, Grace, I don't know her very well. I said, Grace, is it sexual harassment if I say your hair looks really nice down? She said, not to me, it's not. So there you go. I was free and clear. For 43 years, I've gone to Ballast Dental Care. I have never had any major issues, the same thing most people have, root canal a couple of times, and old fillings that had to be replaced because there were those silver things that now they say, I don't know, you get mercury in your blood, I don't know, whatever. Pretty much just average standard dental work. I don't have issues. My gums are good. Teeth are generally, I guess, a little better than average, just genetically. What I'm saying to you is this. If you're somebody who has gone twice a year and had the checkups and you take care of your teeth and your gums and you floss and all that stuff, you still need a dentist. And I'm going to recommend Ballast Dental Care. And maybe your teeth and gums are healthy because you've been going, but you don't really like where you go. You go because you need to go, and it's because you've been going there for a while. Let me tell you something. If you don't look forward, now I know that sounds weird. If you don't look forward to your next dental appointment, you're in the wrong place. You just are. You shouldn't be afraid. You shouldn't dread it. You shouldn't find yourself making excuses for moving. I need to move it back a month. You're in the wrong place. Ballast Dental Care. I know what I'm talking about because I've gone there for 43 years. And I get emails all the time from people, and they're basically the same, and they say, I cannot believe that I waited this long after you've been talking about this place for 15 years and everything you said was true. Thank goodness I have finally found a place where I can go to the dentist and not be afraid or embarrassed or ashamed. And that is Ballast Dental Care. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
Well, we had a crazy, crazy morning rush hour. Hopefully, it's not as bad this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on traffic. Tim?
It sounds like we may have a traffic incident on southbound 270 at Big Bend. Right now, we're at 270 and 55. Now, on northbound 55 at Bayless, there's a police stop, and they're out searching a car. Three different police cars out there, and they've got the people standing out. But the southbound drivers are slowing down to take a look at that. And it's normally slow in that area, but now it's become stop and go on southbound 55. And it's slow between River de Pere and Bayless. And then it starts loosening up by the time you get to Union and Rivas. Now, downtown eastbound 40 was already slow from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, that was Kings Highway out through McCausland. And eastbound 44 was Grand to Highway 55. This traffic report brought to you by your local Jeep dealer. It's 1 week to deal at your local Jeep dealer. Get incredible deals on the award-winning Grand Cherokee, Cherokee, and the all-new Renegade. But don't wait. 1 week to deal ends soon. See your local Jeep dealer today. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Here's a question only you can answer. What do you think about us? Let us know, and you could win St. Louis FC soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets. Just go to KTRS.com and click on Enter to Win and take our listener survey. You'll be able to tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad, and possibly win St. Louis soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets just for doing so. You listen to us, and we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS. Talk radio for the rest of us.
Hey, Cardinals fans. Later this month, the Cardinals take on the Arizona Diamondbacks the weekend of May 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it's loaded with great promotions. Friday, May 20th, it's the Yadier Molina Garden Gnome. Saturday, May 21st, the Adult Cardinals Pullover. Sunday, May 22nd, is Six Flags Day, Family Attractions Card Giveaway, and the Kids Performance T-shirt presented by the Pasta House. May 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
It's that time of year again when we're all back outside doing yard work and in our gardens. The Cardinals are here to help. Friday, May 20th, the Cardinals face the Diamondbacks, and it's the Yadier Molina Garden Gnome Giveaway. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will leave with an exclusive Yadier Molina Garden Gnome, and a limited number of these gnomes feature gold or platinum gloves. That's Friday, May 20th, and tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Folks are loving it. They are loving it. Listen to them.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. And if you want the most out of your home's outdoor space this year, you need to go see my friends at Outdoor Living, Inc. They're at I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. Now, Outdoor Living has a showroom with a wide variety of deck displays, rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. You also need to check out Outdoor Living's complete line of Trex decking, framing, and outdoor furniture. All Trex decking is made from 95% recycled material, and it's built to last with a 25-year warranty. Trex decks are wrapped in the high-performance shell that resists fading, stains, mold, mildew, and weathering. It's where I went for my deck, and now my home is the envy of the neighborhood, if I do say so myself. Outdoor Living on South Holmes near Big Bend and I-44 in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Never paint again. Seriously, who wants to paint anyways? Rhino Shield would love to paint your home, business, or church for the last time. You know, when it's not raining. Water and sun are the two most damaging villains against your home's defense for chipping, cracking, peeling, and rot. Our permanent ceramic coating locks out 100% of the moisture, 90% of the sun's UV rays, and we back it up with a 25-year transferable warranty. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See why we are rapidly becoming your neighbor's go-to solution for cracks, splits, nail pops, and just bad color schemes. Now's the time to be smart to save time and money. Call 877-25-RHINO. 877-25-RHINO. Or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius.
Don't
find
go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
This is Whitey Herzog, and I'm here with my friend Jeff Hopper from Hopper's Pests and Animal Solutions.
Thanks, Whitey. If you've got ants, bats, mice, mosquitoes, moles, voles, termites, brown recluse spiders, bees, or wasps, anything that's around your home, Hopper's can take care of it for you. What's that number, Whitey?
That's Hopper's Pests and Animal Solutions, 314-544-PEST.
Marvin Mitchell, the host of Rethinking Retirement, is inviting you and a guest to enjoy a complimentary evening of food, fun, and information at his next financial education dinner event. The topics include how to find financial strength in an unstable market, tax advantage strategies, and maximizing Social Security. Now is the time to take control of your retirement. Call now to attend this important event. 314-373-1598. 314-373-1598. Hurry, seats are limited.
I'm Jim.
I'm John.
This is the Inside Out Show.
John Shea and Jim McMillan will not be in the studio this Saturday.
We're off instead of being on?
Because they'll be live on the air from 11 to 1 from Art on the Square, which is occurring Friday through Sunday in Belleville's Public Square.
So we are on the air.
At Art on the Square, you'll see over 100 artists from around the country and around the world, along with musical acts all weekend long. There's fun for the whole family, and admission is free at Art on the Square in Belleville's Public Square.
Stop by and say hi to Jim and I.
No, it's stop and say hi to Jim and me.
On that side.
Sorry, but I can't help it. What has happened to grammar?
Does
nobody here check anything we do? Stop by and see Jim and me. I'm sorry, but I can't help it. We've lost class. People dress like complete slobs and go to restaurants with these sloppy, underarm hair showing wife beater shirts. I don't want to eat next to you and look at your dripping underarm hair. There's no class, and we've just completely lost interest in having proper grammar. And I'm not perfect at it, but I'm working on it. Man, oh man.
And the entire country has lost its mind.
Yeah, wife and I were somewhere the other day, and it was just a restaurant. I'm not kidding. This family, this guy, the dad, looked like he hadn't had a bath in a year. And he just, the way he, what are these shorts that aren't shorts? These baggy, they go down almost to your ankles. They're not long pants. They have big pockets.
Yeah.
Wrappers
wear cargo shorts.
Are they called cargo shorts?
I think so, but not that long.
They look really comfortable. They do. But when you wear them, you kind of look like a gangbang rapper.
Yeah, they're down on your calf almost.
Yes.
It's not all the way down for long pants.
They're mid-calf. They're not shorts. Yeah. They're not long pants.
Yeah.
They look like somebody bought pants and put them in the dryer, and they got really, really short.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with them. I've seen them. They're very clean and pressed, and the people wearing them look neat. I don't understand. I don't want to go back to where when people went out, everybody wore hats and gloves, and I don't want that and a tie. But, man, we went the other direction here. But let's try to work on the grammar thing, shall we? Okay, you can hate me. It's okay. I can't help it. Back to the phones. Scott Sherman is with us, waiting patiently and didn't want to hear all my stuff I just went through, and I don't blame him. Is Bob. Bob, say hi to Scott Sherman. Bob, that's you. Bob. Okay, Bob, 2 seconds. Bob, Scott Sherman. On to Dave. Dave, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, Dave.
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Dave.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I have a situation where I own a small piece of property in down in the county outside of St. Louis, and another property owner that owns a large property that the road that leads into my property goes across his property. His property adjourns the state or the county road. And he's been trying to get me to sell my property to him for years, and I'm not interested in selling. So now recently we've had a little dispute, and he's now threatening to block the road off. So I have no other way of getting into my property except that road.
Dave, he cannot landlock you. You would have to... You know, he can't landlock you. You would have the right to an easement to come in and out of your property. No one's going to put you on sort of, I guess, a Terra Island where you're stuck and you have to take a helicopter and a parachute to get onto your property. So what I would do, Dave, if you know a real estate lawyer or you have a business lawyer, I would send this guy a letter and I'd say, don't you dare threaten to do something illegal as a matter to try and negotiate a better price for yourself. Either pay my guy or offer my guy money for the value of his property or leave him alone. It'd be a cease and desist letter.
Well, he has offered me a fair price for the property. I just don't want to sell it. And then
you don't have to.
The dispute really arose over in the last couple of years is there's another 40-acre property that lies between my property and his, which and that guy doesn't care. He's given both of us permission to use that property because for hunting or whatever, and that guy's wanting to claim that I'm not allowed to go onto that property, but yet the owner. Has told me repeatedly that I have permission.
Look, Dave, if you have permission from the landowner, you have permission. You cannot get landlocked for any purpose by your adjacent property neighbor. So this nonsense and these veiled threats need to be addressed so that they will stop. And if they don't stop, then, you know, you can look at your own legal action against him for the harassment that he's giving you. This is your property. If he wants it, and he's willing to pay a premium, he'll offer you what it takes to buy it from you. Otherwise, he needs to leave you alone.
Dave, this is a little risky. Have you considered having him killed?
Wow.
No comment.
Well, he has considered. Hey, I know exactly how you feel. In my life, there have been a couple of people that came along. I thought, man, if I could get away with it, I'd have this guy killed. But we don't want to do that. That is, I believe, illegal.
But the other thing that I would ask then is, if I go down there, you know, and I got down there, that frequently, but say I go down there one day and he's taking a bulldozer or whatever and put a big pile of dirt, a berm of dirt in front of the road, what do I do then? And I have to sue him?
I'd move it. Call the sheriff. And then I would take action to get a court order to get you your egress and ingress back. But for right now, before he does that and it comes to shotguns and fists, I'd have a lawyer write him a letter say, don't you dare do that or you're going to be in deep trouble. You can't landlock your neighbor who has an ingress and egress easement. You can't do that.
So if he did do it, then I would be able to take legal action and recover like damages?
I think so. But you should put him on notice through your legal person to not do it at all. That way it doesn't get to that point where bad things happen.
A letter with an attorney letterhead works wonders sometimes. Dave, we got to run, but did that help you?
Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Rick. Rick, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Rick.
All right, guys. This is a small matter, but it's just a matter more of principle than anything. That's why it kind of ticks me off. So I'm a CEO of a small company. So I had a local municipality. They sent me a summons to appear in court over a signed order. They said that I appeared they said that my company placed the sign improperly. But the thing is they list me on the summons. So I called up the court clerk and I said, well, what is the sign? They said, well, we can't tell you that. I go, it wasn't me that placed the sign. And I asked the court clerk even, I said, so if I place a Donald Trump for a president sign where it's not supposed to be, do you send Donald Trump a ticket? And she goes, well, sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to the municipal court world of St. Louis. May I ask a fact question?
Sure.
Was the sign for your business placed by a customer or some third party on their property in that place? Is that what supposedly happened?
I don't know 100% because, like I said, they wouldn't tell me what the sign is. So the company that I own, it's a swimming pool company.
Right.
So if we build a pool, we'll place a sign in the customer's front yard. And then one division of our company, we also place lifeguards at facilities. And this is what I think it was. I think it was a subdivision where we're providing lifeguards, and I think that we had a help wanted sign in the front of this subdivision.
You know, there's an interesting thing. You bring up an interesting scenario, Rick. One, for your business, and two, just in general. And as long as this is about the, the heart of the matter the point of the matter.
Principle
of the matter. There have been a lot of cases involving signs and whether or not the First Amendment protects not only people making a political statement, you might have mentioned Trump, but also business people putting advertising signs on yards. My take on it is, unless they ban all signs, and as long as your company is advertising a legal business, I don't think they can fine your company at all for that sign.
But you're right. If that subdivision or whatever has a blanket policy, no signs.
They're using the government to punish a First Amendment constitutionally protected thing. Advertising.
So this was my plan, and tell me if this is a bad idea.
The size they can do. The size they can do.
Municipality sign ordinances,
yeah.
Which is 120 pages long. So, I mean, on court date, I was going to give this to the judge and say, what did I violate?
Yeah,
I don't even know what the sign was, judge.
Turn to the page, judge, that cites this violation. He can't do it. He wouldn't be able to do it.
Exactly.
So they can punish on the size of the sign.
Yeah, it's not a huge sign.
But it sounds like what they're punishing on is the content of the sign. They don't like the advertising part of the sign. They find it distasteful. Do you know what? Do you mind saying at least the initials of the city that this is in? I don't want you to get creamed on this case.
Oh, I don't mind saying it. It's in Eureka. I don't mind saying it at all.
Well, that's a horrible place to deal with. I mean, really. I mean, I've dealt with those people down there. I mean, it's miserable.
It's not a horrible place, meaning the people of Eureka.
No, they're wonderful people.
And by the police department, fantastic.
And the Six Flags and all the rest. I mean, you're dealing with some of the worst people in municipal government that there are down there, unreasonable.
Real quickly,
ridiculous.
What does he do?
Get a lawyer and have them get rid of this nonsense, but get your whoever it is to take pictures of the sign, measure the sign, and if this is based on content and not on the size of the sign, I think you've got a pretty good argument that not only should this be dismissed, but you might be looking at them for a constitutional violation. You can't.
I didn't want to get an attorney because they even told me. She goes, well, it's just $20 in court costs.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying it's just a principle. I know that if I pay an attorney,
look,
I'm going to be paying more than that in attorney fees.
But some things are worth fighting.
So what? Because if they multiply that by 1,000 other businesses, now they've made a bunch of money they're not entitled to. And maybe you could put a stop to this nonsense by using content-based restrictions on a legal sort of speech, which is advertising speech. This is not an appropriate action by government against small business. I don't like this.
Okay.
So you might want to spend $100 and get somebody to get rid of this thing. I know.
Okay, thanks,
and I can't tell you how to run your company,
Rick.
But what happens when they get you next time?
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. I hate to do this. We're out of time. I hate it.
Oh, no.
I know. It goes so fast. We'll pick up Thursday. In the meantime, Scott, give them again your email address.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
Again, that is LawOfficeOfScottSherman. Scott, two T's at gmail.com. Give it up, Scott Sherman, everybody.
Frank, yeah. Thank you. Guys, thank you so much.
And if you can't remember that, remember facebook.com/AM in the PM or frankopinion.com. Sponsor section. He's up at the top. Even though he's not a sponsor, his email address is there. Do we need to check traffic?
Yes, we do.
All right. I know how to do this, I think. Folks, the greatest traffic reporter I know of, Tim Weiland. Tim, what are you looking at?
Well, Highway 270, I don't know what the problem is up in North County, but now we've got a new accident. It's on eastbound 270 at New Florissant. You're jammed all the way back a little bit south of Highway 370. I'll tell you what, southbound 270 is littered with stalled vehicles all on the shoulder between Highway 40 down to Highway 44. It is causing slow traffic from Olive down through Highway 44. You had southbound 55. I told you about that incident that is slowing traffic from River to Pear through Bayless, and that's all due to a police check that's going on the northbound side. And if you're traveling on westbound 40, it looks like it's a bit heavy as you're coming down the valley from Clarkson to Boone's Crossing. The Cardinals host the D-backs the weekend of May 20th through the 22nd with great giveaways all weekend long, including a Molina Garden Dome. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotion. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? why not take Larry Connors with you?
Hey, can you buy me something? You know, I like ice cream. I like popcorn. I like can we stop? Hey, look, can we stop over there?
No.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
No. No. No, we mean take KTRS with you on your vacation.
Ah.
Via the KTRS app.
Does this mean I'm not really going?
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, root stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey. I am so excited to be part of the Big 550 KTRS Sports Department. Join Jim Huer and I weeknights at 6:30 as we talk Cardinals, Blues, St. Louis FC, Mizzou. It's all part of the Big Sports Show.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show on KTRS.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers, and our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.